Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap to your smooth R&B for the lady. So tune in for the best time of your life with the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
My engineer, cameraman, come here, Merlo, you already know, bro. Long hair, long hair.
All right.
Anyway, I'm smiling. It is a wonderful Wednesday this evening. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Don't you agree? Sure was.
Yes, it was. I had to work most of the day. I had to work. But where I work at, you're all glass.
Oh, really?
Yes. They have its benefits if you can see outside. But it has its disadvantages if you can see outside.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand.
You look outside, yeah. You ain't got a tree like you locked in, like you
are. But
you
just jump
from over here. You're in a funny train. You can see outside the kids. It's fun come over the horizon.
It's beautiful.
It is. And people out and about, you know, that cold thing's gone. So, folks is out. And let me tell y'all real quick, I know I digress, but let me just say this one time today, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I almost got jumped on at work.
Wait a minute, huh?
Yeah. I almost got jumped on by a goose.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to tell y'all something about these endangered species, gooses. I said gooses on purpose. Yes, I know it's geese. It's gooses tonight. So I'm going to do whatever happens. A mama and an ass. It appears that at my job,
what are you looking for?
Every year, this goose, mother goose, ain't said nothing. Duck, whatever she is.
Duck, goose.
Duck, goose. That way. That part, she goes and she comes back to where I work.
Okay.
And she lays eggs in the same spot every year.
That means something.
It must be
it's
the same thing for her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so while she's making her nest,
right,
the father, he over there laughing, wow, banging himself against the window, hanging on the window. Oh, he's trying to make it distract.
Oh.
So they pay attention to him doing the most. While she down there making her nest. So she wants to see. I think they get to figure it out that once they lay them eggs, ain't nobody gonna bother them. Right? Because by law, they're not supposed to.
Right.
You get folks, I don't know you know it. Because I seen a decapitated duck on Michigan Road. But I'm gonna let y'all know that you can't get fined for fucking up them ducks. I thought it was $500. It's between $300 and $500 is your fine. But fucking with the duck.
Well, my older son is scared of them. There's a lot of them off the 25th of Coast by his job, Adidas or whatever, whatever. This boy's 20 years old. It's scared.
Now, they scare me. They teeth look like little piranha teeth. They're real, real. But they teeth So he's big body. I feel like I was taller than him. Y'all, I was taller than that. So I wish you would. I feel myself this morning. I was. Well, he spread a wing. So I get on around the red. And the mama chased me around the cars. I thought they was going to jump me. And so I banged on the door. The boss went over the door. And so I,
if you would have got fit and need to take off 14, I'm going to fall out.
I'm falling all the way out. I need all falling to the glass. I'm myself out. You hear me?
And it wouldn't help you guys all out.
There's no way but enough.
That's right.
That needs to go. So behind me, Justin, adjust up. Man, back it up. We're going to get back to Justin in just a minute. Right now. But I know she's feeding her face.
That's all right. Sorry, let me stop.
But we're going to bring the camera over this way.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to talk to my girl, Sharonda, because she's not just a comedian. She's not just a pretty face. Or a mother. She also is an entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to all my female entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
ladies, rule, stand up, give yourself a hand clap. Yes, you deserve that cookie. Yes, you deserve all that. Stand up and be counted. You matter. 2019 is your year. Man, together, we see you.
Two is four.
You already know.
I'm going top to toe.
Bro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get on my grown shoes. And let us get professional for two and two and introduce this professional individual. Next to me to my left, we have Sharonda Baker.
Thank you for the welcome. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. So, yes, y'all too. What? Tell us, ma'am.
Yes.
What kind of business are you in?
Well, I am partnered with Total Life Changes. Total Life Changes is all 100% all natural ingredients. We sell the number one detox tea in the country. We have soap, toothpaste, coffee, skin products, oils, different oils, if you will. And I just started. So I am surrounded by an awesome team. My sponsor makes over $200,000 a year.
Okay.
He just showed me his check stub for the week of March 8th through the 14th. Spent for almost $17,000.
Good God, I want
to do it. And I said, what do I have to do to get on
your team? Amen. I don't want to take your place. Teach me how I can make my own place.
Yes. So I have taken the detox tea. I have lost 7 pounds.
Oh, right.
Okay, I have lost 7 pounds. You know how sometimes when we take stuff, it doesn't taste the best, but it's good for us? That's what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And so not only I take the detox tea, I take the NutriVert liquid vitamin, 72 minerals in the bottle, like 6 hours before. And so what you do, you take a teaspoon of that every day. And my hair is down to right here. I'm taking that. But you can't tell because it's pushed up right here. And we keep a little curly funny. But we are growing. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. I'm actually looking for two business partners. Check this out. Let's check this out. Two business partners. If you join on my website, I will put $75 back in your pocket. This is for next week only. Again, I'm looking for two business partners to join Total Life Changes, where we sell all 100% natural ingredients. The money is good. There's 5 different ways you can pay. You can pay weekly. Two business partners, if you sign up with Sharonda Baker, I will put $75 in cash, free money from me, back in your pocket.
Oh, look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, sharing is sharing. Please take time to share this video. Somebody doesn't spend their whole tax ticket. Some of y'all spent $1,000 than usual. Some of y'all was supposed to get one, and it didn't happen this year.
You throw something else in there. Hold up.
She got money.
One more thing. My sponsor made in a month what I make in a year. And I got proof of that. Come holler at me. The money is good and the money is there. Two business partners, $75 cash in your pocket for peace. Holler at your girl.
All right. So I got some questions about you.
Sure. I'm just starting. So hopefully I can answer.
Okay, so what I want to know, first off, is it's a million drink of this and weight loss, vitamin neck, growth this, and it's a $1 billion industry. It really is a multi-billion-dollar if you add up all that, you know, the different ones and put them together.
Right.
What makes yours special?
That's a good question. When we just start now, I might have to just creep a little bit. So why this piece is number one?
Feel free.
Yes. So, I need some light here. Okay. So it's powered by a unique blend of all natural ingredients, helping hundreds of thousands of people lose 5 pounds for 5 days.
All right, okay.
Nine essential herbs designed to cleanse the upper and lower, thus rotting the body of harmful toxins, were intended to improve digestion, respiratory, and relief from constipation. Again, number one detox tea, Google it, check it out on Instagram, check it out on Facebook. The product sells for themselves.
Okay.
And they got toothpaste that is supposed to remove years of fade. But one, I don't know why years of fade would be there in the first place.
I know somebody that has years of fade.
Yeah.
And it looks like they got Snickers growing on.
That's the dark stuff.
It's something that also keeps in mind to keep the direction when they fade. Drinking coffee.
Drinking soda.
The difference on the phone teeth and some cigarette smoke. If you're a cigarette smoker, watch your TV off and that's very illegal thing on TV.
Let me say R. Kelly, because I don't know if somebody beat me up. I know what's going on.
I know.
I'm going to pray for them.
They don't like or I'm going to deal Bob and Brad who are. Yeah, they'll get mad at the minister, but you can forgive everybody else. If you can forgive Trump for grabbing Moon Knight, and I work for him. Speaking of,
let's talk about that for just a minute.
Now, I've been watching the news and all that other mess, and it's crazy how folks just like, mad because Jesse Smollett got his job.
They have the police department is furious.
Well, black folks,
we're not furious.
Daddy did not have his day in court.
You know what? Who am I to judge? I wasn't there. He has to suffer whatever consequence comes his way, and he gets that. And I hope I didn't cut you off, though.
This one is open table.
Yeah, this is open table.
I'm waiting for this one.
Okay, yeah, we're going to
talk about it. Okay.
I'm going to explain from the LGBT side of this perspective.
Oh!
All
right.
Understand that, one, we are black people. We have to stand up.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we are presentable. That's why we are talked away so thoroughly. How to represent ourselves when we go out. Because what people tend to forget is not only do you go out and represent yourself, you represent your family, your religion, your household, your family name, your history, your culture, what the community you stay in. You represent as a man and or a woman. So you can't just go out here and do things like that. From the LGBT community, they already don't take things that serious. They, on a serious scale, if, in my opinion, out of 100%, I would say society takes LGBT community 35%.
I agree.
And I say it so low only because it's because of the fact that there's so much going on that makes them have to feel like they got to pull back, which I don't agree with everything that the gays are doing, but I feel like at the end of the day, they're still human. But what Jesse fails to realize is it took us a long time to get to 35%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Folks didn't know we came from we had from back in the day, and I don't say this to be mean, but they told me it is. The Flaming Fags from back in the day, just like our blood, just like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and I hate to put them as comparison, but they paved the way for blacks to be where they are now.
Yes.
The Flaming Fags back in the day, they had to talk around and say this for these drag queens. They had to talk around for people to even accept them in this today's society. Back then, they would be hidden. They would find them in houses burnt up. So for you to go and pull a son like that, first of all, you disrespectful as a black man because you know it took too long as a black man to even get our respect as a black man.
Right.
Let's start on that level. Yeah. Then when you go to the gay side, you done messed up. Our 35% has now dropped down to 20%, in my opinion. Because now folks ain't going to take it serious. Not only that, it was in Chicago. Everywhere you can go from California to New York to Florida. They will tell you everybody knows about Chicago. And
I don't know Chicago.
Everybody, you ain't got to even go there to know about
exactly.
So for you to pull a stunt like that, the master calls you out.
What
they called you out. And what made you think, and not to be funny, and I'm not trying to be racist on him or anything, but what made him think that them Africans were going to be bad loyal to him? Africans don't really care for African Americans like that. What you thought they made, your money was going to be that good, like they were going to do jail time for real? You forgot about those
consequences.
You forgot about all
those consequences. Here's the thing. It blew me away. They all dropped. All charges against Jesse Smollett were dropped. And they didn't say why. They didn't give a rhyme or reason. Nothing that not only did they drop all 16 charges.
How often in America does a black man get 15 charges dropped?
The whole case is the murder case. I ain't no saying about this.
You must acquit.
I kind of heard, this might be a rumor, that the reason why they dropped it because they would, after, when it's all said and done, all he was been doing was he started thinking he's already done that. That's kind of what I heard. I don't know.
He paid $10,000 and he did some community service.
Right.
But what they did is they ended up dropping all the charges. They sealed the case and they removed everything as if it never existed.
They pretty much are wiped it off so everybody's money.
So, what happened? To see dropping two cases, you know, they'll be like, they don't have enough evidence, so we drop charges, we just win the case, and all that. But they don't wipe your case clean. It still shows that you was arrested or they had a warrant or whatever. It just won't show a conviction. But it does show your arrest on there no matter what.
Celebrities out here still trying to get stuff that funds off leaves and
trying to get things removed.
But
right now,
Smully went to Chicago, caused the whole fake experience. And they'll call your case back for the.
I bet you've been knocked up for the Chicago.
They dropped your case. They didn't drop it. So if they would have fucking me at the door, the mayor would have came on with it and like, we going to let him go. He's going to allow that.
Here's my query. Why didn't y'all accuse me for smacking, but it was a late work day and I'm trying to catch up.
Offer as a relevant character. You don't come. We only hear from you very little more. I came on the show about got a whole storyline. This dude got a whole storyline. We could watch him for weeks by itself. Justin, you just a singer that goes through gay relationships. What they really did was they played you out, and you didn't know how funny acting your play out was until then. Now it's too late, bro. He signed that contract when he started this show. You making that money, they making it, but now your heart and your feelings are just like, hey, your name's on the list, no shade from Nick Monique, but she's another one on that list I'm talking about. Y'all know what the deal is. Don't fake the fucking be upset and vote this big uproar and want everybody to be still in watch Empire. You know, you got Chicago is not liking you. You got a mayor who don't want you. I feel like he still needs to be heard. Doing a little bit of this and that, just like on the wrist, ain't enough no more. It's time to start having to be accountable for our actions.
Right, because that would have been my uncle. He would have got sent treats.
That had been T.I. for the son. Because let's just call it like, you know, like she said, we have this on going coming for. Let's call it like it is. T.I. has, you know, his case. That man did his jail time like a man should have done it and accepted his charges and went to jail and got out. And we still got the favorite thing, if not more, than what he did. Just you out here making all these interviews, going live, and you got the community senior trying to support you. We tried it. First, we thought you was there, we thought you was a problem. But when we started putting things together and realizing, no, it wasn't a problem with the community, it's a problem with you. You tried to monopolize off the situation.
Yeah.
You tried to capitalize off of it. And what you started to realize is, once you put the two together, you lost your number one supporter, was the LGBT. Now that when you lose us, you lose everybody else.
You find out the blacks don't want
you. You're not going to do that. And they're like, you know, you're from Chicago. And I feel like you not even Chicago already got a bad rap. Chi-Rap.
Right.
They already got their own bad name. You going to pull that storm in like that for real?
I'm afraid those
they're getting off of Empire right now. And you're going to pull a storm like that with the money?
Empire has lost.
forever and they say every time they do something wrong, that's how she got her name Karma. But for those who, the Grim Reaper, you know, those
and you,
who,
if you don't want to call it karma, call it Carlos and Carlos.
I love when they're able to teach that go
goes both ways. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking. Don't contact me, don't call, and don't ask. I said nothing. Alleged. I know what's going on.
Couple pictures that we got our pictures on. I don't think you got them.
Well, you know what? It's a lot of pain. And I ain't going to
never
touch on the
other
side. Can we talk about that? Like, don't get tired. I'm actually tired. I don't get tired. I think, you know what? That sexual, you when it comes to sex, you need to find your partner. One partner. The one partner that I'm saying, you need to find that partner. Because everybody's sexual drive, everybody's sexual prowess, everybody's sexual freak and fetish ain't the same.
No.
And if you got, if you freak nasty, nasty freak, and you over here with this somebody, missionary,
Mr. Rogers,
you know, yes, it's the people in the neighborhood. Get your missionary ass up out of here. You're going to have a problem.
Your square don't fit in our circle, or your circle ain't working.
Because if I got to go to after we get done, then it's a problem.
I'm not going to keep going to Priscilla.
I might have to go the breakfast after that, and I ain't talking about the grocery store. I'm going to put breakfast in my store.
Inquire minds, we'll tell.
But I'm not to the man. keep that man only for you, though.
If a man said, I love you, Geronimo, and I want to marry you.
I've never heard that before.
He talked to me.
I tell the truth.
He got both of you by the neck of my hair, and I love. But
I was there, so just a rest seat joke.
Okay, what should we do?
And I got out. He's my ex, so we can go get married, and let's quit talking to him.
So I'm just playing. But if your man coming on, Mr. Wright coming on, so I want to marry you, Shemar, because you are the one for me.
Yes.
I love you. I love your children.
Oh,
I
yes.
love your spirit.
Yes.
But we can't have sex until after we get married.
I'm down for that. You know why? Because I made a lot of poor choices to where I should probably just fix it back.
So you put you yourself
yes.
in front of sex.
Look at that. Mario, you, oh.
That's where the house started. House rules is as rules. You don't mess up a battle. And the battle was fixed. So, we didn't catch you in the wrong. Punishments will be passed out of court.
I know what time it is.
Everybody, for sitting in today.
right here.